We're going to continue with Tehillim, with Psalms. This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Psalm number 45. It's been a while since the last installment. If you want one of the previous installments, you can go online to www.yaakovhaber.com. And there you can click around a little bit. You can find the previous 44 installments on Tehillim. Now, this one, number 45, sounds like it's talking about a king and a queen. And it's a very strong king, and a king who's beloved by the entire world, and he's armed, and he's a warrior. But if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, it says, really quotes 5 or 10 Amoraim, 5 or 10 of the sages that say, no, it's really talking about Torah scholars, and that's what Rashi says as well. To the point that the Gemara in Shabbos has a discussion whether it's proper to bear arms, whether it's proper to wear a sword. Whether it's proper to wear a sword always or on Shabbos, and they bring a proof from our psalm that it's proper to wear a sword. It's a nice thing to wear a sword. Maybe you could even wear a sword on Shabbos, but there's no Eruv. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? That psalm was talking about Torah scholars. It's not really a sword. We're talking about the war of Torah and arguing for Torah. And the Gemara says, yeah, but it's also talking about actual warrior kings. So you see from this Gemara that it was understood that you look at the psalm, you think about Torah scholars, but the mashal, the parable, does exist of the warrior king. Starts off very nice. It says, Lam Natzeach, for the conductor al Shoshanim. Now, Shoshanim might be a type of instrument, but Shoshanim usually means roses. Livnei Korach, to the children of Korach, Maskil Shir Yedidus, the song of love that was going to be written down. We'll see later that it was Lishoni Eit Soifer Mohir. This is one of the, I think, the only psalm where it says that King David, assuming he wrote it down so that it could later be said. He didn't say it himself, he wrote it down so it could later be said by the B'nai Korach, which was fitting, the Minchas Erev says, because the B'nai Korach were descendants of Korach, and they had sinned in not having enough respect for Talmidei Chacham, for Torah scholars. So now they're doing a little bit of Teshuvah. When we talk about Shoshanim, and it refers to the Torah scholars as Shoshanim, it's important to know what a rose actually is. They say a rose by any other name is still a rose. But the truth is there's different types of roses. According to the Rose Society of America, the pivotal year for roses was 1867. And that's when they invented a rose called La France. And that was a very wimpy rose. Now, my grandmother was French. I've got nothing against French people. But the rose was wimpy. And all the roses that we buy today in the grocery stores, unless you're getting a very specialized old world rose, every rose that we buy today is a wimpy rose. But the roses that King David is talking about are the old world roses. The old world roses didn't need sunlight so much, and they didn't need so much water. They thrived in the shade. They were known as the Shoshanas Ha'amokim. They thrived in the shade. As a matter of fact, as soon as you took them out of the shade and you gave them sunlight, so then they would fade. Their colors would be less vibrant. So that's what we're talking about here, an old world rose. And that's how we refer to Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi says, Rakim kashashanim, soft like roses, Noim kashashanim, beautiful like roses, Martivim maisim tovim kashashanim, and also are full of good deeds, moist like shoshanim, like roses. This beautiful rose, you imagine with the dew sitting on it. And he says, it's a shir yedidos, it's a love song, Rashi says. It's a shir shel shavach lahem, it's a song of praise about Torah scholars, La'ahivim al abrios, for people to love them and appreciate them. U'la'ayiv tayrosim aleihem, and also to let the Torah scholars appreciate what they have, appreciate the Torah that they have. And King David says, Rachash lifi tovartev, I got something good stirring within me, and I'm going to write it down. And that's going to be this poem. And he goes on to discuss Torah scholars. And he discusses not only the Torah scholar, but also the Torah scholar's wife. He says, Nitzva shegal, Liyemincha, Rashi says, your wife will stand by your side, meaning to say that a Torah scholar is not just one person, it's a package deal. It's a, if you have a Talmud Chacham, you have a Torah scholar, so his wife is part of the deal. She's also part of the glory of a Torah scholar. She's standing at his right side. And we have a famous verse here that says, Kol kvuda bas melech penima, that the real respect of a princess is inside. Now, they bring that a lot to talk about tznius, but here it's actually talking about Torah scholars, and it's saying that we can't have Torah scholars self-promoting. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be advertising how great they are, but what happens is you have a Torah scholar, and then inevitably people are going to notice and take note and have respect. And that's why the Medrash quotes this psalm when it comes to Avram, to Abraham, because when you have different types of oil, as I referenced in the psalm, and they're very well scented oils, no one really knows they exist. You don't even smell them. You don't know that they're there until you start moving them from place to place and they start getting stirred up. Then people recognize that they're there. And that's what happened with Avraham. Nobody knew about Avraham. He's just there. But when Hashem said, Lech Lecha, you need to go from place to place to place, you need to travel around, that's when people started recognizing the beauty of Avraham, of Abraham. The psalm finishes off by addressing the Jewish people and saying they should appreciate the Torah scholars. And then we get to the main point, verse 18, and we say, Hashem, God, this is really all for you. Azkira Shimcha b'chol dor v'dor. You will be mentioned in every generation, because we have this phenomena of people who are totally absorbed in the Torah, people who are saturated with the Torah, and as a result, that beautiful, sweet smell goes out to the whole world. Alkein amim yehiducha l'olam v'ad. That's why you will be praised forever and ever, because we have this phenomena of Torah scholars. So King David is writing an ode to the Torah scholar, talking about the Torah scholar is private and quiet, but yet somehow he gets out there and somehow people understand and appreciate what he has, and ultimately that's all for God, so people never forget. Every generation we're able to recognize this is what God wanted from a human being. This is what God has to teach the world about being a human being and about bringing godliness into the world. Have a good day.